Get the works, an oil change, tire rotation, and more for $39.95 or less, minus a $10 mail-in rebate. That's $29.95. Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. Rebate by check. See participating Ford dealer for exclusions and rebate details through 8/31/13.
Attention Medicare members with diabetes. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
wax on right hand, wax off left hand, wax on, wax off.
Well, hold on here. Stover, wax on. Can we play that?
Yeah.
Wax was, off with his left hand?
Yeah, it was Mr. Miyagi teaching Daniel how to wax in a car.
Oh.
Put wax on and then you take wax off.
Oh, wax off, not wax on.
No, right. Wax off, not wax off.
All right, that's different.
W-A-X.
Okay. That's very different.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. As I give signals to Peon to have my headphones turned up a little bit. I'm just telling you that because we don't have the four-camera McGraw thing. You know, we don't do that. He's better looking. When you're better looking, you can do that. You know, he's got that look. Yeah, it works for him. If you've seen us, it wouldn't work well for us to be on camera. Welcome to the show. I heard the show on the force, John Brown and Trish, and I heard him say, they had an unexpected phone guest, and I heard him say, that wasn't on the program log.
What?
You mean some people have like a rundown or something of what they're going to do?
Program log.
What is that? Stuff.
I don't know.
It almost made it sound like they had a plan for every hour.
That's goofy.
I've heard about those things.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. How can you have a show like that?
I don't know.
That would throw us completely off
if we did that.
Burke segment. Do we have it? I got some stuff we have to talk about. Peon told me he watched the... Oh, by the way, somebody, was that an email or Facebook posting?
I can't remember.
It's not Cheshire, it's Cheshire.
It was just, Cheshire. Giving us a little background on the area. It's like Cheshire, New Hampshire.
Get over yourself, okay? It's Cheshire, who cares? The Cheshire
just wanted murders. To be, you know, we're the informational show. It just wanted to correct information.
We call it the Cheshire Inn, not the Cheshire Inn.
Thank you, that's exactly what we call it. It was never the Cheshire Inn.
Yeah.
Whatever. Last night, the Cheshire murders were on HBO, and Peon watched it. And we'll talk a little bit about that because it's because of this documentary that police department that thought they were going to skate after all these years, they're now going to get a serious review because of some things that have been uncovered and transcripts and actual copies of audio. And I heard one this morning that stunned me when I heard it. And whatever cop's voice this was, whoever this was on this tape, he's got to be thinking, uh-oh. Never in a million years would I have thought 6 years later this would come back and bite me.
Yeah, it's pretty scary to think they were sitting outside when all this happened.
Okay, before we do the Burke segment, let me ask you this. Did you see or hear what I'm talking about this morning? And let me give people a little background. This is Dr. William Pettit. This is the guy up in Connecticut, that at 3 o'clock in the morning, these two despicable pieces of human chunks of feces walked into this family's house and beat him to within an inch of his life with a baseball bat and ultimately ended up raping, strangling, and burning his daughters and raping and strangling his wife.
Well, I think
in the morning,
some of the daughters maybe burned up. And they weren't
even burned alive.
Yeah.
They were burned.
Poured gasoline on them
after being raped. Now, Pettit's wife, one of the species of scum, stayed at the house. They got there 3 in the morning, and they held him hostage. And then about 8:30, or 8 whatever, one of them accompanies her to the bank to withdraw $15,000. They wanted 15 grand. So she goes in and tells the teller, please have somebody call 911. My family, my husband and daughters are being held hostage, and there's a crazed lunatic out in the car waiting for me and his buddies at the house. And the manager, as she leaves the bank, does. She calls the police. And I heard today for the first time that conversation. And you know what the cop said? When she said this customer, she gave her name, said she just told us that her family's being held. She just left the bank. And he says, well, in so many words, he said, maybe that's true. Maybe it's not. Maybe she just wanted a good excuse to justify taking out $15,000. I thought, what?
Wow.
You got to be kidding me.
Instead of investigating it.
No, they sent cops to the house. And this is the other amazing thing. While the daughters were being raped and burned alive, and mom was being strangled and killed, while that was going on, they stood outside the house for half an hour while all that happened.
Casing the perimeter.
They didn't try to barge in. They didn't yell out with a bullhorn. They didn't call the house to get an answer inside. They just stayed outside.
Did they even walk up and knock on the door at any point?
No.
I don't think, yeah.
No. And one of these thugs, that's a mild term for somebody like this, said in his confession that he kept looking out the window watching the cops. He could see. You got to be kidding me.
Wow.
I mean, I love, not love, but I really like the police. And I think the police do a wonderful job. Even other cops would agree with me on this one. This entire, everybody involved in that thing 6 years ago on that force needs to be sent to jail.
Yeah.
Or at the very least, never work in law enforcement again. It's inexcusable, and they've never been reviewed internally or by an outside. There's never been an investigation, and they have never talked to the family. They refuse to address why they did what they did. Well, let me tell you something. When you refuse to address something, there are only really two reasons. One, it's in litigation and you're not allowed to. Maybe there's a gag order. And the other is you just flat out don't like Mark McGuire. I plead the fifth. You just don't want people to know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And now the truth's coming out. And that police department is going to be in a big pile of doo-doo. They really are, as they should be. Boy, it was unbelievable, this thing last night. 2 hours, I was glued to it. And how about how articulate that one kid was who wrote those letters to the guy was like a poet. He was, you remember when she was reading some of his letters? He was very well spoken.
His diary, the one that.
He had a tremendous vocabulary. They said he had a photographic memory. This guy was very bright. What a waste of a good mind to become just a ruthless, bloodthirsty killer. And I've said before, what some people seem to not want to accept, the people who want to, they need therapy, they need to be brutalized as a child, blah, 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 blah. What they don't accept is, for whatever reason, and even to good, decent parents, sometime there is born a little Satan, evil, just pure evil. There are people, and maybe we'll never know the reason why, they're born evil. They're evil as kids. They skin animals alive. They do stuff, and then it just escalates and gets worse. That's just a fact. And you can mamby-pamby, pamper, rehabilitate, do all that crap you want to. You're not going to change somebody that demented and that twisted. These guys should have been killed a long time ago. And here's the other interesting thing. The one piece of garbage tried to kill himself, and they saved his life so that he could go on death row, and then they're sentenced to death. And while they're waiting to be put to death, the state of Connecticut abolishes the death penalty.
Right.
We have spent, not me, but the taxpayers of the state of Connecticut have spent $7 million
on the trial, on
two
keeping them
pieces of garbage, when they both admitted they did it. They
and the one wants to be put to death.
Yeah.
He wants to be put?
Yeah.
That bald-headed guy, right. Hayes, Steve Hayes,
yeah.
He has asked over and over and over, kill me. Well, how come when Timothy McVeigh asked to be killed, we killed him?
Yeah.
We said, okay, we killed him.
The whole thing is just, and it's a horrible story.
But they won't because they abolished the death penalty. So now, even though he wants to die, so we continue to pay a fortune to feed these animals. It's unbelievable to me.
This was on HBO, correct?
Yeah. Called the Cheshire.
Oops, and you can watch
sorry,
it.
Sorry, Cheshire you, Murders.
I don't have HBO right now.
Yeah,
so
but
can you get
tell
it
them
online?
How you can get it.
Probably online, yeah. And anybody that has HBO, you can watch it. It's on demand. That's how I watched it this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
It's fascinating. It really is, and it's very well done. And it's interesting to watch one of the killer's brothers. Now, he had some twitches, and did you notice that?
Yeah, the
real,
facial, the he way was, he spoke, his yeah, mouth moved weird.
There's something going on there. But it's interesting that he said, even though he's my brother, they essentially said, I'd throw the switch. I mean, I kill
oh,
him.
Essentially, he was a psychopath all of his life.
Yeah, and they talked about when he was a kid, the things he did. Like to his own brother. Remember the thing about the stove?
Stove, yeah.
Like to his own little brother.
He said, "Don't worry, it's on. It's cold. It's cold. Don't worry about that."
It was the burner on a stove, and to his own little brother, he said, "That's okay. Put your hand up." And he put his hand over it, and his older brother, the scumbag, pushed his hand down on the hot burner, and thought it was funny. That's one of the things that. When
both of them had a huge rap sheet where they shouldn't have been in.
Well, not Hayes, but that other one with the weird last name. He had like 15 arrests. Burglary.
Yeah, and the Steve Hayes had a bunch of burglaries, too.
And they were well known for going in just the middle of the day. They loved to do it when people were home. See, that's the other thing. And for the gun haters, I'm sorry, but you can't find any guns involved in this one. These two pieces of garbage killed this entire family except for the dad, and they didn't have one gun. They used a baseball bat and rope and fire to kill them. So evil is evil, guns or no guns. And speaking of guns, we will talk about this float trip Merrimack River thing. I'm sorry this guy's dead, but we're gonna have a little chat about what you don't do when a lunatic comes out of the woods with a gun. You don't encounter, you don't engage, you don't argue. We'll talk about it. It's a sad story, but at the same time, I just think, what the heck's the matter with people? That they want to get into it with a nut. You don't do it. Just walk
it's
away.
It's almost like it's a testosterone type of thing. I'm not going to put up with this. You're not going to tell me. And even though you do have a gun.
I'll show you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not going to shoot me.
Guess
I know.
What? I've got some testosterone, but I'd rather use it other ways.
Yeah, I know.
Like in the bedroom or something. So Burke segment, any?
Yeah, I got it.
I'd like to introduce, for those of you new to the show, our control board operator, Eon the Peon, from Shrewsbury, Missouri. Not from there, but he lives there. Married 5 years.
Four
years. Yeah. It'll be five.
Four and a half.
Four and a half years to Angela. No children yet. Sporting an Abe Lincoln type beard and a bad mohawk that's not really a mohawk. Eon the Peon. What do you have, Peon?
Thank you very much. I thought I would share. We've had some interesting things through the Facebook page. Some listeners have shared with us. The first I will talk about. Everybody knows the most popular medication for hemorrhoids, right? Preparation H,
yes.
Right?
I don't know if everybody knows it.
Well, that's the standard.
Yeah, even if they don't have them, they know it from TV.
I had never heard of this lesser-known product.
Preparation
It's called Anisole.
Come on.
Anisole.
Oh, come on.
Honest to goodness.
Anisole?
Somebody shared to our page an ad for Anisole.
How do you spell it?
And then anus and then O-L.
That's a great name.
And then I Googled it, and it's on Wikipedia. Anisole is a medication that can be used to treat hemorrhoids, which are also known as piles.
Well,
I knew that, but that's another. I like that name more than piles.
I do too.
They used to tell us, like a grandparent. Well, one of my friend's grandparents used to say, Don't sit on that concrete. You'll get piles.
Yeah, old people use it. Nobody uses it anymore. We got to bring back piles.
We're like, what the heck is piles?
We need to bring that word back.
Anisole is also now known. It used to be Anisole, but now it's known as Tux. They've changed the name for some reason.
Oh, those little
They shouldn't
pads.
Have done that.
No, I don't think so.
Because Tux doesn't tell you what it is.
No, that could be anything.
That could be something you tuck under your arm.
Right.
You tuck it in your purse. You, anisole,
there's
only one place that can go.
There's no doubt what anisole would still be.
Honey, where's the anisole? I got some piles.
Oh, so that was pretty funny. And then,
like if you had a pill called rectomycin. Okay,
yeah.
You know exactly what that's for. Give me some rectomycin.
There is
Shut up,
cream.
Losers.
And so, so there's an ad on our page for Anisole. And then Terry Weatherford, he's a huge fan of the
yes,
show. I know
is.
He always comments and shares some things with us. So, one, this is from a morning show. I don't know when the sunrise this morning. I don't know what. Oh, from
Ooh,
July 18th.
That's what we. I wish we'd have thought.
And they were talking about an interesting story. I think a woman with a lot of kids.
Is this radio or TV?
This is television. And I have the audio here.
So. Good morning and welcome back to Sunrise This Morning.
Good morning.
Now, 6:33, if I can tell time. I'm going to be accurate like
Andy. You can tell time and you know what a cow chip
Look
is.
Look at that. Now. I'm learning so much today.
Meantime, you know, as the old saying goes, there was an old woman who lived in a shoe. She had so many children, she didn't know what to do except to listen to Natalie's Fact of the Day.
Exactly. Get this. The largest number of children born to one woman is recorded at 69 children. From 1725 to 1765, a Russian peasant gave birth naturally to
No drugs.
No drugs at all. Wow. 16 sets of twins, 7 sets of triplets,
wow.
And 4 sets of quadruplets.
Hey,
how is that even possible? It's crazy.
Well, we've already explained the cow chip to you this morning, so I don't want to explain anything
That's
more.
True. We'll That's
just
true.
Leave it at that.
She's got quite the uterus. We'll just say that much.
Quite the uterus.
So, like, radar shot this morning.
Wow. Quite
you should say, I know you I can't believe you said that. Satellite radar. Clear skies. 73. That's what her husband said. This is 92. Such a hot human. We gotta get serious because we got the news to do. Back, Natalie.
I got a big kick out of it.
Oh my! All right, we've
so
got some...
of course she's a professional. She goes right back into the news. So,
yeah.
But quite the uterus.
She's got
and that's,
quite
that's
the
a logical
uterus.
Statement
yes,
because
but
she must have quite the uterus.
Yeah, I guess. Or the uterus and canal, I guess.
And,
right?
And by the way, there's nothing wrong. The FCC they don't care if you say uterus. Now, if she said, "Wow, what a P word."
Right.
She must have.
Yeah.
Then you got an issue.
Powerful P.
Yeah. She must have one powerful P word.
And then Terry also found this. It is an air check of Paul Warner.
Terry,
from,
keep this stuff going because this way we don't have to do anything.
Yeah. Of so. Paul Warner on 55.
Now, who is Paul Warner?
Paul Warner, he runs the
yard sale.
Really?
On Saturday morning.
So this is from about
55 KSD.
This would be the this would be the 70s.
Yeah. So,
listen to this.
320, Paul Warner, 55 KSD. Jaws Randolph will have your sports for you coming up shortly. Boy, did you read that in the paper this morning about the shark in Los Angeles? Had that skin diver's feet in his mouth and then spit his feet out. And the skin diver said, "Gee, am I happy I don't use odor eaters, you know."
One of Paul's
still
cheesy
the same.
Jokes. Of course.
He wasn't even funny then.
No. It's the same kind of humor he does every Saturday.
Wow.
Now, there is a recording, and maybe Terry can find it, from that same period, the 70s, because Jim Holder also worked, I believe, at KSD with Paul Warner. And it's Grant Horton. And I want to say Holder or Paul, I think it's Holder and Grant Horton, and there's a story about an octopus. And they meant to say tentacles, but he said the octopus testicles. And they absolutely, because you got to remember, in the 70s, nobody said testicles.
No.
They just didn't say it.
You didn't even say hell or anything like
that. Oh, my
that.
Goodness. No. You didn't say a lot of things, and they could not even speak. It was just... And I think twice ever, I have been so tickled, and that it's only happened to me twice, where I absolutely could not continue. And I wish I could remember what caused it, but I don't. I just remember that twice I just had to say, we'll be back. I had to recover. It was something so funny.
It makes your head hurt sometimes. You laugh so hard.
Oh, my goodness. But it feels great.
It does. At the same time. There's nothing like it.
Do you have anything else?
No, that was it.
Dan, anything?
I can't top that.
I wouldn't even try. It's smart. Let's close it out here. Burke segment is officially...
Oh, thanks to Mark Schmitz. He's the one that found the Anisol ad.
Thank you, Mark. We're going to do a little business. We're going to take a break. We come back. We'll take some calls. Joe Hipperson will be here about 4:30, so we got the better part of an hour to kick it around, whatever you want to talk about. And if you don't have anything, we'll come up with something. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. I'm going to talk to you about Mark and Jason. We take a break, and then we're going to take your calls. And here's what I'm going to tell you about Mark and Jason. Those are two first names. For the guys Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. They're with Stifel Nicolaus. They are financial advisors. Advisors. That's all it is. It's advice. You don't have to take it. Now, if you're smart, you'll listen to what they have to say, because they have a lot more experience putting money in smart places than you do or I do. They have handled, not physically, but have been responsible over the years for millions and millions of dollars. And they don't take lightly the level of trust that you put in them. And that's a lot of trust. When you say to somebody, here's what I have, my life savings, what do you think I should do with it? And you take their advice. That means you must really think they know what they're talking about, and I think these guys do know what they're talking about. And one of the sad things is that there are lots of these people who call themselves financial advisors. I don't know what the qualifications are. I'm sure that if you're a legitimate one, you have to have certain credentials and belong to the society of whatever, not the Securities Exchange Commission. But unfortunately, a guy can be an insurance salesman and also a financial advisor, and I don't think most people really bother. If he's a good enough salesman or she's a good enough salesman, sounds good, they got a slick presentation, you roll with it. These guys have all the right credentials. They have the experience. It is in no way beneficial to them to give you bad advice. There's nothing about that that would help them. So if you have $25,000 or more, they'd be happy at no charge to take a look at what you're doing with that money, 401k money, savings, whatever it is. And literally $25,000 more. You have $2 million? Call them. You have $25,000? Call them. There's no obligation. You'll decide after you meet with them if you think they know what they're talking about. The website, you know, but we'll give it to you again. MarkandJason.com.
Oh, let's get a look at traffic right now. Here is Tim Weiland.
All right, thanks a lot, Dan. It looks like the express lanes are shut down right now because they're doing some road construction there. Southbound 270 is already stop and go between Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. We've got westbound 64, a little bit heavy as you approach the Boone Bridge. Everything else is just volume getting started now on eastbound 270, and still looking pretty good on westbound 70 between 270 and the Blanchette Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Sonic. Sonic Summer Pretzel Dog is a premium beef hot dog in a soft pretzel bun. It's a delicious twist on a summer classic. Try one today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic reports when you need them. This is the Big 550 KTRS. Live and local. Depend on it.
Hello, St. Louis. This is John Londoff Jr. My family has been in the car business for over 75 years, and while the vehicles have changed, our commitment to service has remained constant. Whether you visit our dealership in person or online at Londoff.com, at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, we treat you like family. We want to make sure your buying experience is fun. When you buy a vehicle from the Londoff family, you can be sure you will get the best price with the best experience possible. Check out these prices. Chevy Cruze, just $13,900. Chevy Sonic, just $12,500. Silverado pickups, just $15,900. The all-new Traverse, as low as $245 a month. Are you kidding me? And remember, St. Louis, nobody will give you more for your trade. I don't mean trade assistance or value-added pricing. I mean more cash, period. Visit us at Highway 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit in beautiful Florissant, or shop 24/7 at lawndoff.com. Come in today and experience Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, a St. Louis tradition. Chevy, find new roads.
Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
Jim is 38. Mortgage, married, three great kids. He wants to protect his family with a $500,000 term life insurance policy. What do you think it will cost him? $100 a month? $60? $40? Actually, none of the above. Jim is in excellent health and can get a 10-year $500,000 policy through SelectQuote for under $19 a month. Jim's wife, Deirdre, 36, and also in great health, can get a 10-year $500,000 policy for under $16 a month. See how much you can save.
For a free quote, call 1-800-900-2029. That's 1-800-900-2029. 1-800-900-2029. Or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you have a dog or cat and can answer yes to any of the following questions, stay tuned for an exclusive radio offer. Has your pet lost their energy and playfulness? Do they struggle up and down the stairs? Do they seem depressed or irritable? If you answered yes to even one question, your pet may be overweight and you qualify for a free bottle of a new pet weight loss breakthrough. Just call 1-800-700-0210. The scary fact is, even a few extra pounds puts your pet at risk for diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, even early death. But now you can show your pet how much you love them by taking off the weight that's hurting them with this breakthrough from Fur Family. It's the first weight loss solution of its kind for dogs and cats. So if you answered yes even once, your pet is depending on you. Call in the next 5 minutes for a free bottle. But hurry, supplies are limited. 1-800-700-0210. 1-800-700-0210.
If you haven't refinanced your home at today's rate, what are you waiting for? Rates are creeping up, and Golden Oak still has fixed mortgage rates in the threes.
This is Bob Ellman, president of Golden Oak Lending. Now's the time to lower your rate and save money every month.
Even if you're not sure we can save you money, call us. What have you got to lose? We're happy to try. Call 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Our experienced loan officers will ask you a few simple questions, and we take it from there. No muss, no fuss, no out-of-pocket fees.
Take 10 minutes. Call Golden Oak Lending at 314-567-GOLD. Take advantage of ridiculously low fixed mortgage rates. Today, still in the threes.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
NMLS 1149.37. 15-year fixed rate, 3.25. APR 4.165. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146. Call 314-567-GOLD.
When marketing rep Bob Clasby stays at La Quinta Inns and Suites, he's greeted by a fun, friendly staff.
Hey, Bob.
Welcome back, Bob.
Love the haircut, Bob.
Now that's friendly. And when Bob brings those positive vibes to work the next day, you know what happens?
And that's my presentation. Thoughts?
Ooh.
Comments?
Ah.
Feedback?
Ooh.
He's got the room ooing and aahing. La Quinta takes care of you so you can take care of business. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
Is it leaking? Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction. And if the answer to the question's yes, you need to call Lane House Construction. We're your local source for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com. Is it leaking? Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer from Lane House Construction, and we're your local source for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. We have two locations to serve the entire St. Louis metro area. 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
Our love is alive, and so we begin. Foolishly laying our hearts on the table, stumbling in. Our love is a flame.
All right, off to the phones we go here. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Tim is with us. Hello, Tim. Tim, that's you. Tim. Oh, Tim.
Hello.
Tim, you got 2 seconds.
Oh, man, and he said he needed the problem solvers, and well, he had a cartoon voice. And
he's not answering me. We're going to go to John. Hello, John.
Hey, fellas.
Yes, sir.
I know there's been a lot of talk, and you're probably pretty much done with, you know, the racial talks, right? But I, the other night, I swung into the new Baskin Robbins over in De Pere.
Okay.
And pulled up next to this older, like Oldsmobile, crawling with little black kids and a younger looking dad holding an infant and no car seat anywhere in the car. But, you know, the rap music, the dirtiest of dirty rap music, just blaring in these little kids' ears. But anyway, so I go inside to grab my ice cream and I come back out and the music's off and I, excuse me, I said, hey, fellas. And the dad said, well, say hello to the guy. And so they did. And then I thought, you know, it's hot out. And I asked the man if it'd be okay if the kids had some ice cream. So he thought about it for a while, kind of had this look on his face. But and so two of them came inside with me. There were five kids in the car. And the youngest had to be, or the oldest had to be five. And so we went in. And they ran up to the counter like little kids should, and their eyes were big, and, you know, they were asking if they could have sprinkles and all that. So we got four little ice cream cups for the kids because the infant was too little. And so that was kind of that. And but I left, and just something was weighing on me, and then it was all the way up till yesterday. This was Friday. That somebody explained that that guy was probably thinking that I was apologizing for the whole Trayvon thing, me being white and them black. And that's kind of what was bugging me. I knew something. There was just some look on his face. But and then I kind of got upset because I felt cheated. You know, it's not that I wanted anything, but no, that's not. You're taking away from me for just a simple act of being nice to some children that was hot, right?
Yeah.
So, anyway, I don't know what to think about it all. It just,
anyway.
But I actually, I guess what I'll say is to the black community, a listener said to me, a black listener a long time ago, we were talking about something, and this listener said, well, you'll never really get it because you're not black. And I thought, okay, that's a great, that's something I've never forgotten. But here's what I would say to the black community. There's some things you won't get because you're not white. About our reaction to certain things. And I think it's only fair to give us that, that but you're not white, so you won't understand why we can't understand that the N-word is so okay with you when you hate it so much. Okay? That's one example.
Exactly.
We don't get that. And don't act like we're supposed to get it, because we don't get it. And nothing you can say will ever make me understand why, if that's such a horrible word, that you won't knock it off yourself.
Yeah, every other word in this rap song was that, or talking about, you know, shoot another, you know, N-word or mother, you know, it's just every word is rattling through these kids' ears.
Yeah, and then and I don't know that we will ever be able to fix that. Just like if you go out to certain parts of Missouri, mid-Missouri, meth country, and you see some guy with three green teeth, and his kids are in tattered clothes, same thing, and the whole family's cursing a blue streak in front of the kids and drinking and giving them a swig. I don't know how you fix those people.
Yeah.
I don't think that you can. And somebody, I watched a video somebody sent me last night when I was checking my email, and his point was basically, since the beginning of time, there have been evil people, there have been good people, there have been ignorant people, there have been geniuses and smart, and that's never going to change. You're never going to have a society or a world where everybody's a good parent. But it still is, it makes you want to do, like if that car you're talking about where, and I know exactly the music you're talking about, my bitch ho, and then words I can't say.
Right.
You want to go over and go, hey, man, what's the matter with you? You got kids in your car. What do you do? But you can't do that. You can't do that. Because, unfortunately, he has the right to expose his kids to that stuff.
It was probably one of the saddest things I've ever seen. I mean, from the moment these kids are born, I mean, he's got an infant in his arm and no car seat. And
that's what they will grow up being exposed to, that gangster thug-like mentality. And they'll grow up thinking that's the way the world is. That's the way it has to be. That's what I want to be.
At the end of it all, I don't owe this guy anything for anything. And it was simply me just being nice. That's me. And I felt like now that was taken away from me because it was probably assumed.
But why did you do it? Did you assume he couldn't afford to buy ice cream for his kids?
I did it because it was hot and they were little kids crawling around in the car. I didn't put a whole lot of thought into it. I would have done, and I have done it. I do this kind of stuff all the time. Now, if it was Mama Ledoux, you know, sitting there in her, right. her Lexus, you know.
But, you know, here's what I... Here's
buy
what,
me ice cream.
Here's, but, where, here's where I thought you, this was going to head, and here's what I thought you were going to say, that the guy got up in your face saying, what's the matter with you, man? You don't think I can afford to buy my kids ice cream? What are you trying to say? Just because I'm black, you think I'm poor? You think that's what I thought, where I thought this was going to go, because why, quite frankly, the reason I wouldn't do what you did would be because I would think that he would think I'm trying to make some statement that he can't afford to get his kids ice cream. And then
those four cups were $12. Maybe he couldn't.
Yeah, but to assume that he's incapable, I don't know, that might be offensive to some people. Look, I was at a Stuckey's years ago, and I don't even know if there's still Stuckey's around anymore. Same kind of thing. There was a little black girl, and she was at the counter. I remember I was getting a chocolate milkshake, and she wanted a hot dog, and she didn't have the money. She had some money. She put it on the counter, and the gal behind the counter, she says, I'm sorry, that's not enough money. And honest to goodness, the girl was short like a nickel. And I just said, to the lady behind the counter, I said, you got to be kidding me. She's a nickel. Here's the nickel. In fact, and I looked out in the car, and I said, are those your brothers and sisters? She said, yeah. I said, get a hot dog for every one of those kids. And so we did, and I helped her take him out to the car, and I'm gonna this guy, this dad, gave me a look. I thought he was going to come out and kill me because it was sort of a look of resentment of how dare you. And after that, I thought maybe I'd think twice before I do this again because he's reading something else into it. Look, she obviously didn't have enough money for one hot dog. She said, one. You know, what the heck? But sometimes it isn't received the way you mean for it to be received.
Well, I asked the guy, I said, is it okay if you think the kids would like some ice cream? And he looked at me, just got this look on his face. It wasn't really that. It was more like, what's this
surprise
guy doing? What's this?
Yeah, angle? What's this about?
And then he goes, well, I don't know any kids that wouldn't like ice cream. And then I said, well, can these two guys come in with me and we'll help me carry it? And so... anyway, so for the kids, I mean, that was great.
Anyway,
the prices were priceless. And but when I asked, I was trying to figure out what was bugging me about it. And you know, I don't owe him anything for Trayvon or anybody else for slavery or anything like that.
No.
But and I didn't even want to, you know, a thank you. It was just because it was more for me and the little kids than anything. I mean,
the one thing that did bug me about the hot dog incident at Stuckey's was this guy stared me down and nobody said thank you. That did bother me.
I can see that.
Hey, man, good call.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, John. Yeah. We'll let the listeners drive the show. Hello, Tim. You're back.
Hey, how you doing there, Frank?
What happened a while ago when we called Tim?
Well, one of my employees put you on hold.
Fire.
I need to problem solve a little bit, or maybe somebody out there can help us. We've been sitting around here. I got this.
Now, hang on a minute. You need the problem solver?
Yeah.
Well, sure. Then you need us because we are.
The problem solvers.
All right, now, what's the problem?
Well, we have this imitation of this cat in my head, a cartoon, old cartoon character. We cannot figure out his name for nothing.
Okay.
And I thought to myself, Dan Strauss probably knows this because he probably sat around and did a lot of cartoon watching when he was a kid.
Still does.
Yeah, I still do.
And I got the imitation. I'm going to try to do this the best I can over the phone, and hopefully somebody can tell me who this darn cat is, because we at work here, there's like 10 of us, we've been looking up on the internet, and we just can't figure it out.
Well, let's hear it.
Well, okay, now I'm going to put on the spot here.
My goodness.
We kind of talk like this. Hold on here.
What's sound
we
like
to
you,
talk
Tim?
Like this. Let me go. I like peanut butter and jelly even.
Oh, that's like Snagglepuss.
Like Snagglepuss.
Yeah, it's Snagglepuss.
Snagglepuss.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, exit stage left.
Yeah, that's Snagglepuss.
See, you guys are amazing.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. We sure are.
Wealth of knowledge.
That sounds nothing like Snagglepuss.
No, no, Dan wants to make sure you know what Snagglepuss really sounds like. Go ahead, Dan.
Ian did a good job, too.
No, Dan, don't. Yeah, come on. You Snagglepuss.
Exit stage left, even.
Yeah, I like peanut butter and jelly, even.
Yeah. I think Dan's is better. I think Dan's is better than yours, Tim.
Hey, I got another one, though.
Anyway.
Hey, Dan. What the heck you doing working at a radio station?
Well, that's supposed to be Hank Hill, but it's a horrible Hank Hill. That's the worst Hank Hill I've ever heard.
I'll bet it is. I was on your show about 7 years ago as a guest. Had a great time.
Now you know why you weren't asked back.
That's right.
And even I don't do these cartoons, but even I
my
do better.
God, that was terrible.
I do a better Hank Hill than that.
Here's Dan.
My God, Bobby. Why don't you take
Bobby,
that back to your
mother?
What
the heck you got going?
Now, don't give it up, Tim.
Everyone sounds like Tim.
Tim, it's just not good. I don't know what else to tell you. We're your friends. We'll tell you the truth.
I know.
Bad Hank Hill, bad Snagglepuss.
Well, I appreciate your help.
You got your answer.
I did. You got another problem.
Thank you. I don't even know how I knew that was Hank Hill.
I want to do an imitation.
Bad.
I want peanut butter and jelly even.
I know.
And by the way, it was just like his Hank Hill.
Yes. I know.
Hey,
what,
Bobby.
Was it Peg? Was that the wife?
And he always said, my God,
about everything.
My God,
I think
Bobby,
it was Peggy Hill.
Bobby, why don't you stop coming home and acting like a propane and propane accessories?
Yeah.
Whatever happened to that show? I love that show.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of it, but it was on for a while.
All right, we still get calls, folks. We'll catch you next hour. How's that? American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. 21 years ago, when I worked on Market Street, American Equity Mortgage went on the air, and they must have sensed something about the show. Because if you remember, on Market Street, we had the AM signal. They didn't even want that station. They just said, here, do whatever you want. We inherited it. We kind of bought it as part of the package. They didn't care about the AM signal. But American Equity Mortgage came along and said, I want to be on that show. See, they knew, they could tell, this show is going places.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
This show is going to be on top.
Something.
Yeah, something. Mm-hmm. This show is going to be number one in the ratings, and we would be if we paid the extortion fee to the stinking ratings company. And we have been when we used to pay them. And for 21 years, American Equity Mortgage has been part of this show every week, 52 weeks a year for 21 years. And for 21 years that they've been in business, they have saved millions of dollars. If you total it up, it's millions. The average savings for people who finally decide to get the credit cards paid off using the equity in the house is $640 a month. Some people save $1,500, some save $3. Average is $640. Why don't you join those people to stop making minimum credit card payments? Get the balance back to zero. Get it all paid off a lot sooner. They'll show you how. It's called bill consolidation. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999 or AmericanEquity.com.
Let's get a look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
They have reopened the express lanes downtown, so we're looking good there. Eastbound 70 is just a little bit slow between St. Louis Avenue and the Edward Jones Dome. Southbound 270 is heavy now from the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. On eastbound 270, looks like we're starting to stack up now right around McDonald, east of McDonald through New Florissant. And on the approach to downtown, eastbound 64 is just a little bit heavy, Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by Allstate. It's summer road trip season, and while your kids may be asking, are we there yet? Allstate is asking, are you in good hands yet? If the answer is no, call 888-ALLSTATE, visit allstate.com, or talk to an Allstate agent for a free quote today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Even if you haven't thought of it yet, we're probably already talking about it. This is the Big 550
KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Because you've booked with Booking.com, you, freedom lover, are on the road and carefree. You're not worried that dealership billboards spoil beautiful views or that the fresh, cool breeze gives you a mouthful of fumes. No, because you know in just a few more miles, you'll be free to rock around in the perfect Booking hotel, treehouse, or rustic cottage of your dreams. Thanks to Planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah!
Is it leaking? Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer from Lane House Construction, and we're your local source for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. We have two locations to serve the entire St. Louis metro area, 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
All right, when we come back, we're going to kick around this Merrimack River floating, shooting a little bit. I got my own take on this and how this could have been avoided. I think pretty much everybody will agree with this. There's really nothing to argue about when you get into talking about how that could have been prevented, and it certainly could have. All right, tomorrow is going to be really nice. Tonight and overnight and tomorrow morning, we're going to lose humidity, a lot of it. We're going to lose some temperature. What's the high tomorrow? Like 80, 81.
Yeah.
It's going to be really, really nice. But it's coming back. It'll be back. The heat will be back. The humidity will be back. Is your air conditioner ready for it? You're going to get a little bit of a break. Don't let it fool you. Matheny Heating and Cooling. People who are regular customers of Matheny, they're not worried because they probably had the unit checked out before the season, so they're comfortable. It's ready to go. They're also not worried because they know if anything happens, they can call Matheny, and as quickly as anybody could humanly, as quick as humanly possible for anybody to get to you, they'll get to you. I get emails all the time from people. I'm stunned. I can't believe I'm not even a customer. I'm a new customer, and they were here, you know, within 2 hours or certainly quicker than I thought they would be. And that's what they'll do with you. They would love to have you as a new customer. They welcome your business. Busy as they are, they're never too busy for you. Matheny Heating and Cooling. If you don't have a heating and cooling company that you're practically married to, that you can't do without, we have one for you. Because once you use them, you're never going to want anybody else. I'm telling you, Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com. It's 4 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. He said there was more out there, and today it surfaced.